The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Central Time, Tuesday, November 15th, 2022. David with you on the Power Hour. Welcome to our second hour, what I term segment number three. That's the segments in between the breaks. Now, understand that we talk about a wide and varied number of subjects. A lot of you are worried about energy. We just talked about food and the food shortage. And apparently, I guess everybody's just that. Nah, it's all fear-mongering. It's not going to happen. Those of you who have been to the grocery store of late and seen what the prices of food are, oh, my. You can't go to the store these days and spend less than $100. And that's just to feed your family for less than a week. That's how crazy it is. And then you got to buy prep foods, you know, condiments and things like that, too. And it's crazy what you have to have or what you can't live without. And, you know, people got sweet tooths. So by the time you get done, you know, and you have a $400 to $600 a month grocery bill, that eats into your profit margin. And there comes a time when you have to determine, you know, if you're paying for your groceries with credit cards right now because there's no cash in the bank. This is a very scary thing. That's one of the reasons why we talk about the food shortage and, you know, rearranging priorities. I want to get back to the credit restoration primer while we have some time here. Jeremy will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. If you've got a lot of credit card debt, which some of us do. I use credit cards to build houses and, you know, finish them out. And, of course, when you use a lot of credit cards and you rack up a lot of debt, what happens is your credit score goes down, right? Now, in order to bring it up, you got to look at what's available to you as a resource. Now, people are saving less. You know, people rely on various sources of income. Being diversified, in other words, having multiple sources of income, is a good thing. Some people have 401ks and pension funds. But the thing is, with either one of those, if you take out the RMD, which is the required minimum distribution, I know this not because I'm a financial advisor. I don't do that on this show. But I do know because I had to deal with my mom's estate before she died. And yeah, there was monthly money coming out of there. And if, you know, mom needed it, I took care of her expenses. And after she passed away, all that passed on to me. So understand that the circumstances are such that if you find yourself in a situation where your resources of income are drying up and you are living strictly on Social Security or someone else's Social Security or you're relying on someone else's pension, you got to look at where your equity position is, number one. And I'm saying this because I talk about debt consolidation in the credit restoration primer, which, by the way, I have one copy left of this book, this fifth edition right here I'm holding up in my hot little hand. For those of you looking at it on Brighteon and Rumble.com, you can find us there. You can see me live talking about this stuff. Well, here's the thing. If you're going to consolidate, understand that certain high-interest credit cards are the ones you want to get rid of. Now, some of these credit card companies will come out and they will offer consolidation. You can actually take and transfer the balances from your high credit cards down to something that gives you a low credit card or zero interest for like 18 months. And they'll let you transfer your balance. But here's the kicker. They have the same high balances if you miss a payment. So when you work those deals, you got to understand that if you miss one payment, if you don't make a monthly payment and you miss a payment, that high credit limit kicks in. Their interest payment kicks in, right? So you got to be careful about which credit cards you pick and choose. Now, if you've got the major bank credit cards, I'm really trying to get rid of all mine. I don't want Chase. I don't want Wells Fargo. Yes, I am bad-mouthing them right here on this show because they're ridiculously high. And they raise your credit limit and raise your credit limit and raise your credit limit because you've been making your payments. But then all of a sudden, if you fall in hard times, what happens? Now you're screwed. Now you're sitting there looking at all of these bills coming at the end of the month and going, wow, how did I do this? This doesn't make sense. And you're trying to figure out ways to economize, which is one of the reasons we talk about solutions on this program. And so, you know, for those of you who are seeing your credit score dropping before it gets into the 500s, you need to do something. Right now, there are some loans out there that you can get if you have equity in your house with a 620 credit score. You need to look into those. Because if you've got a house that is worth $250,000 and they will loan 60% of $250,000, and I'm doing the math right here, that means you can get a loan for $150,000. Now, can you pay off your credit cards with that? Yes, you can, in a home equity line of credit. Now, if you don't have any what we call a HELOC, home equity line of credit, if you have a HELOC that you can refinance or find another HELOC to buy out the balance of that HELOC, then do that and pay off all your high interest rate credit cards because that is what is killing you. Now, can you deduct the interest from your credit cards? If you are self-employed, you can. I don't know. You're going to have to check with your accountant because I deduct all the interest on my credit cards. And last year, because I was building houses and paying money with credit cards, I racked up some like $9,500 in interest payments because I would build the house on credit cards and I would sell the house and I would pay off the credit cards. My credit score would go down. My credit score would go back up. See, now I'm just talking about that because I have a means of paying them off. Some of you find yourselves in positions where you can't do that because you don't have that kind of business. And you have to start thinking about getting past your fixed income and doing something you can do that's a home-based business to help pay for this. That's number one. Look at the opportunities in a home-based business. A lot of people, they'll buy stuff at garage sales and go on eBay and they'll sell all the stuff on eBay and people will buy it. And then whatever they can't sell, they have their own garage sale and they liquidate the rest of it. Some people are hoarders. And if you're hoarders and you find yourself in this situation because you racked up all this credit card debt because you were a hoarder, well, guess what? You better spend some of that Medicare money to go out and visit a psychiatrist and work through these psychological issues that are causing you to be a hoarder. And every time you go to QVC or the shopping networks, I mean, you're going crazy with your credit cards. Can't do that anymore. We are in a situation that is, we're in a crisis, a serious crisis in this country. Not only can they steal elections, they can steal your bank account. Look what they did in Canada during the trucker strike. The one thing that bothered me is there was a couple with a family up in Wisconsin, and they were calling me every other day, and they drained their 401k. Seriously, they drained it to pay on an interest-only loan on their house. And I went, oh, my God, I'm sorry to tell you, but if you are draining your valuable, most valuable interest-drawing assets, you're killing yourself. Oh, but I love my house and I love my property. I don't care. Now's the time to say, look, can you take it with you when you die? No. So you have to look at the bottom line here, and that's your finances and how you're going to survive for the next 12 months. Don't just sit there and worry about tomorrow. Worry about your 12-month period. Make a one-year plan. Make a five-year plan. It depends on your age. I know we have a lot of elderly out there listening to the show that are freaking out right now. And the thing is if you've got a lot of equity in your home, This is what reverse mortgages are for, but you need, there's a trap there because you got to live in that house. If you have a reverse mortgage, there's five different things that are going on with a reverse mortgage. I happen to know because I studied reverse mortgages for a time and talked to several reverse mortgage lenders to ask them these questions. Is it true that you have to pay your taxes every year on a reverse mortgage loan? Because yeah, they don't pay your taxes every year. You have to do that. And if you don't pay the taxes every year on your reverse mortgage, they come get your house. You're in default. And you got to make it right. You got to pay the taxes and tell them, look, I just paid my taxes. Please don't take my house. If you live in a homeowners association and you don't pay your HOA dues, you're in default. They come take your house. Yeah. Let's say that in order to get your reverse mortgage loan, they said, well, you've got to make $8,000 in required repairs to bring your house up to the value for us to loan you this money, and you don't do that. You're in default. Now they can come take your house. Yep. And you got to live it. It's got to be owner-occupied. You can't lease it out. If they find out you're doing it, you're in default. You just lost your house. You see, that's what happens. They got all these strings attached on reverse mortgage loans, which is why I like home equity lines of credit better. Because literally, even though the interest rate might be a tad higher, they don't end up with your house when you die. And if you go bankrupt or you get foreclosed on, here's another thing about reverse mortgages. Investors love them. They buy them on the market constantly. That's another reason why I don't like reverse mortgages. Some people say, look, I've got no heirs. I've got nobody to leave it to. They're going to get the house anyway. Whatever. Get the money. Spend it. Do whatever. Pay off your bills. Some people, depending on what state of the union you are in, you have to look at your homestead laws, because some homestead laws will allow you to discharge debt in bankruptcy, even though your credit score is going to tank. Here's the thing. You can get a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac new loan after 3.5 years of being bankrupt, and you can go get a secured credit card and pay on a secured credit card and get your credit right back. And within a year, you'll be right back in the market. I talk about that in the Credit Restoration Primer. Now, I'm going to add the reason I'm pushing the fifth edition now is because I'm working on a sixth edition that contains this very subject matter that we're talking about here. So, you know, if you don't have a car, or you have a car that has a lot of debt in it, no equity, it's very difficult to sell that car. And here's one thing. We have discovered over time that the dealerships out there are lacking used inventory. Why? Because everybody's buying them. People are not buying that many new cars, except the ones who are buying electric cars and hybrid vehicles. Wait till they have to replace the battery. And speaking of solar, because there's solar cars out there. Another solar energy company has gone bust. It was one of the largest in England, called Toucan Energy Holdings One Limited, based in Essex, Southern England. They've gone into administration, that's receivership, after racking up a whopping £500 million in debt, according to a new Bloomberg report. This is a solar farm. Now, solar versus big solar versus little solar. Can you actually achieve net zero doing solar on your own? Yes, you can. I spent some time on the phone with Frank Davis from OptiVita. He's also with Lion Energy. I talked to him yesterday afternoon on the phone. He was in Dallas speaking at a convention there. And he told me, he said, well, I'm going to have my technicians get in touch with you, because he was talking to me about the cost of solar energy and what it would take to outfit your house so that you could go net zero. And believe it or not, a home equity line of credit could put you in a situation where you don't have high energy bills or energy bills at all. Another thing I did when I diversified is I put a propane tank in the ground and filled it up. And I've got a propane stove, a propane fireplace, and a propane hot water heater. Now, did it cost me more money to put them in? Yes. But my electric bill is under $100 a month. Understand, it's called diversification. This works with your job. It works with your utilities. and it works with your debt. Your debt structure is probably the thing you worried about the most. So that's why we're having this conversation right now, because even if your debt score is above a 620, you can still go out and try and find a home equity line of credit and pay down on your credit cards. Or the other option is sell your house, use the cash, pay off the credit cards, and find cheaper digs. That's option number two. Do you like trailer living? Well, I'll tell you what. Living in a mobile home, been there, done that multiple times. And mobile home living is not bad, except they're not very well insulated. They use piss poor materials to build them with. And I find that living in a tiny home made out of steel SIP is a whole lot more economic, and you can build those things in a week or two. So if you knew that you were going to close on a house that you were selling and you wanted to build, like, say, a 700 square foot tiny home that's one bedroom, one bath with an open floor plan kitchenette, you literally could do that for probably $50,000, $60,000 complete. So if you knew that you could scale down to that and you could buy a tract of land, it's even a couple of acres, all right, out in the country that's got water, has a well, whatever the case may be, and you can do it owner finance. I've done this. I'm living proof. I had mortgage payments on the land only of $222 a month. Can you live on that in a fixed income? I would think so. But see, if you're all worried about debt and this debt thing envelops your head, you're going to be in a world of hurt. And we don't want you in a world of hurt. We want your savings to remain intact. We want your 401k and your pension funds to remain intact. Now, if you don't have all that and you're on a fixed income and you've sold all your stocks and all your bonds and you've got nothing else, but you got a lot of equity in your house, now's the time to either think about a HELOC. Because, I mean, if you're old and you know you're going to die and you don't have any heirs, the bank's going to get the house anyway, right? It's not going to matter. If you have heirs and your heirs want to take on the debt, then you can put your heirs on title with you on a HELOC. You can put your property into a trust, which I have done. And because the HELOC, the trust is subject to taking that loan on. The trust is required and obligated to pay the loan. And it's legal to put your property into a trust. So if you're doing that, understand, you know, some states, you got to check your state laws. And don't listen to these investor groups, because I'm telling you, I've spent thousands of dollars, tens of thousands on these investor groups that teach you how to make money and how to buy property with no money down. Is it possible? Sure it is. But see, you have to have the willingness and the knowledge in order to be able to do it, to make income. There are 18-year-olds out there right now that are doing this, that are actually buying property with zero to very little money down. They're turning them into rentals. They're pocketing the money. This is another way you elderly out there can actually make money, is buy some acreage and get yourself, with your home equity line of credit, build some houses, some rental properties out there that people can live on. And you're making rent off of that. That helps you pay your bills. See, there's all sorts of solutions out there if you just put your thinking cap on and stop freaking out over your debt. If you have equity in your house, there's two solutions. We're going to cover that one more time before the break. Number one is you can get a home equity line of credit, and if you have an existing one, pay it off, especially if it's got a low balance, and then just work through all your other debt if you don't want to go bankrupt. If you want to go bankrupt, remember, it's a 3.5-year issue, and if you go bankrupt, you're going to have to affirm the home equity line of credit, and your fixed income is still going to stay there. Now, depending on the state you live in, you're still going to get Social Security. If you have a 401k, they can't touch that. So all you people out there paying off your interest-only mortgage loans with your 401k money, el stupido. You might as well give the house back, take your 401k, buy cheaper digs, move, and be mortgage-free. That should be your ultimate goal. But if you can't do that, restructure everything. These credit counseling services that are out there, I can tell you right now, because there are debt counseling services that will help you restructure your debt, bring your payments down so you can survive. Yeah, they're great, but they take a little piece of that pie, and then they ding your credit report. and they keep dinging it for every month that you're paying below what the minimum balance is because you make it a deal with some debt consolidation company to do this. You know, and it's like a broken record. Just keeps replaying itself. Just keeps, you know, needle comes up, sits back down in the beginning, and the same record plays all over again. So we want you to do that. So the thing is that whatever resources you have, if you have a lot of junk, have lots and lots of yard sales and scale down. Sell the good stuff on eBay. Sell it on Craigslist. Be careful about putting addresses and junk on Craigslist because it's less reliable than eBay. eBay, you're more protected. Always account for shipping. Free shipping will get you sales quicker. But then you have to be able to afford that expensive postage. Right now, a first-class stamp is 60 cents. But you have to look and evaluate what you have that you don't need and liquidate. If you're wanting to buy food, that's the best way to do it is get rid of the junk you don't need and buy food with it. I'm talking about Heaven's Harvest. Buy the product. Buy the produce. Buy all of those buckets. Store them in a cool, dark place. They will last you a long time. You want to have at least a 2-year supply of food in your pantry. So understand that everything that we're talking about here is for survival means. And you also want to, and this is something that everybody is telling me they're doing, they're stocking up on guns and ammo. I know, I hate to be the pontificator that says 1,000 rounds for every weapon you own. And make sure they're hollow points because those are papa stoppers. Those are the ones that'll definitely kill your assailant. Those ones that go through and through, those target rounds don't do you any good. You know, there's a new one on the market. I just heard about, my son informed me on. They're G32s. They're called RIP rounds, rest in peace rounds. And they're metal tips, and they've got serrated edges on the metal tips, and they all split into a mushroom. They remind me kind of the old Black Talons that some people still have. But see, if you are doing what is expected to survive, restructuring debt and paying off debt is a big thing. You have to have a way to zero out your debt, grow food, store food, and protect your food and protect your property. That's what you got to do. All right? That's simple. This is what you have to do. It's a have-to situation now. The Republican Party is dead. You thought that Congress was going to help you out? They're not going to help you out. We're going to be back with more of this discussion and your phone calls after this break at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. J.P. Morgan recently warned investors of an economic hurricane heading our way. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. 800-200-4653.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Well, here we are back again for the second segment of our second hour here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you, 34 minutes after the hour, Tuesday, November 15, 2022. Before the break, we were discussing financial issues. Everybody's got them. Those who don't, consider yourself lucky. Dave Ramsey, I'm not. Dave Krieger, I am. Dave Krieger's been through hell and back several times. And I'm talking about bad financial decisions we've made throughout our life. I'm no different from you. I made bad decisions. Sometimes things affect bad financial decisions. Divorce, for example. Medical issues. Death in the family. Medical bills. And they can get crazy, crazy, crazy. Medical bills is a real problem for a lot of people because that can bury a family overnight. And I want to talk about that as far as how to deal with medical bills and issues on this show as part of your debt load, because you need to understand there are certain things that I've been told throughout life that you can and cannot rely on. Andy in Texas, you're on the show. What's going on?
Hey, Dave, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate you letting me on. One of the things that's going on here, okay, so the whole bunch of hopium was just lost, okay? We just saw our second election be destroyed, blah, 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 however that comes out. I never had faith in politics forever anyway because it's just insanity. You know, we keep thinking everybody wants a hero, and that didn't happen. So now we're looking at the same stuff being covered over that was covered over before, such as the carbon tax, the digital currency, the food shortage coming up. I mean, the only people talking about it are you and the other alternative media talking about the food shortage and stuff. So what's the next move of the people? I mean, we're so naive to think that we had a political solution. All we needed was a red wave. And I'm not saying we as on all of us, but the majority of the people really thought, you know, politics, we slipped last in 2020, we slipped. But in today, it happened again, and now people are hitting a reality here. So what's the people, the majority of people, what is their next move from here? Politics is out the window. If people have realized what's going on, politics is out the window. What is the next move?
For next
just
move,
the basic
Andy.
Person who doesn't
yep.
know. Yeah.
Next move is you tell those people to go to the Power Hour and look up hour number two of yesterday's show with John Whitehead. We talked about this in detail. We talked about your freedoms and your liberty. It's time, Andy, to revisit the Constitution of the United States and understand what your rights are. It is time to get local and get in your community because, you know, here again, I'm with you. I'm with you, friend. We have a problem with our federal government. They are not listening to we the people. They think that once they get there, they got the power, and we don't. Well, you see, the thing is the 10th Amendment to the Constitution gives us the power of the states to do what we want and tell the federal government, as John said yesterday on the show, to F off. So, you know, if knowing that, the people who listen to the shows like this, like you pointed out so eloquently, the circumstances are such that you have to rely less on corporatism and more on localism, on your community effort. I joined the Chamber of Commerce for a reason, and I keep hitting myself in the head thinking, man, it was supposed to give me a lot of business. Well, no, see, that's not exactly what Chambers of Commerce are always about, is to bring more business to your door. I mean, that's part of it, very small part. But if you've got a home-based business or some way to promote, right now, the number one thing that I see people doing is getting within themselves and deciding how they can make an individual difference in the world around them. I'm making a circle here on the screen so people can see it if they're watching me on Brighteon and Rumble. You have to, everything has got to be now scaled down. We have to stop worrying about DC. DC is going to go on and implode. They're running themselves into the ground. Their government is writing checks its body can't cash. We have to be mindful of the laws that they are passing. We have to watch our state laws. We cannot allow the federal government to come in here and dictate and tell us what to do like they did at Waco. We have to be able to get constitutional sheriffs in our county, where Richard Mack comes in. And obviously with Texas, I mean, we've got the best constitutional carry and concealed carry laws in the state, in the nation, as a matter of fact. and they passed 27 new gun laws. And we have gun owners groups here that are just dominating the scene. If you live in a blue state and the thought of not being able to possess a firearm and defend yourself or your property, or you end up in jail, scares the hell out of you, then maybe you need to think about relocating to a state that is more friendly to your viewpoints and get acquainted with your neighbors, because this is half of what we need to do to localize. We need to get in front of our city council, like John said yesterday, and our county commission, and we need to put our foot down and say, hey, we put you in here. What are you doing to benefit us? We don't like high property taxes. We don't want you teaching our kids, you know, queer education in school. We don't feel like giving our kids puberty blockers. You stop this now. The dirty books come out of the library. You put your foot down, and you get active in city council.
That's where it gets tough, because how do you come up with the we? The problem is convincing people that there's something wrong. Even though people see something wrong blatantly in their face, they still deny it. And therein lies the problem with those of us who have been searching out a way to wake people up all these years that we've been doing this. You, me, and everybody else, you've done it far more than me, but I saw the light and I came to see what's going on, and I've been trying to wake people up for the last 13 years. And it's virtually impossible. And now I'm really tired, but this is a time when people are open to some new stuff.
Yeah. Do you remember? Andy, you remember the movie Stripes?
Yes, I do.
With Bill Murray? Oh, you're going to love this. You're going to love this scenario. Yep. Remember Sergeant Hulka when they were all going to rescue the guys that got captured in Soviet territory, and Sergeant Hulka saw the truck was going to drive down the wrong road, and he jumped out of the back of the truck and rolled the other way. And he says, I've had enough of this, caca, okay?
Yes, he had his weapon and everything ready to roll.
Bingo. See, everything, I have a point to make on every one of these things I see, because I go, you know what? Hulka had the right idea, because the rest of them went right into the trap. He broke away and did his own thing. You see, that's the thought process I'm thinking of, is if you're tired of having to convince everyone, stop convincing everyone and try to find people who are like-minded. And I use like nextdoor.com. That's a great social media network that people can actually communicate with and share ideas without having to worry about being censored to the extreme like you get on Facebook. Find people that live in your own community. That's why I joined the chamber, because it's a great way to network and find people who agree with you, that you can barter with, that you can network with, and you find like-minded people. That's what Texit is all about. We're not looking to convert all the people of Texas to vote for Texas independence. We're looking for people who already want Texas independence. Those are the people we want to hang out with. We're not out to convert people. We want and convince people and educate people. We want people who say, hey, I'm all for that. That's who we want. The people who agree with us, those are the ones we're looking for. Daniel Miller from Texit will be on the show Friday at the bottom of the first hour. Because we just now sued Facebook. We sued Facebook for censoring us. Every time somebody puts texitnow.org on their Facebook page and posts it for people to link to, Facebook deletes it and says, sorry, it's not part of our community standard. Well, what part of violating your community standard was that? And they refused to explain, so we're taking them to court. We're not going to be pushed around. Yeah, see, this is how you stop this stuff, Andy. And, go ahead.
Presuming that the courts are on your side, and that's what we're seeing more and more of, is that the courts are not on our side. Now, there's still a lot of stuff that George Soros hasn't taken over yet, and he has taken over governorships and whatnot. Even the World Economic Forum has taken over several things in our country, including governors. Newsom is a WEF. Wouldn't be surprised if Biden's got a little scholarship from him, too. Who knows? You got Trudeau. You got Macron. You got even Putin, whom everybody seems to think is, he's opposite of everything, but he's part of the whole thing. And people, it's just amazing that people can't get a grip on really what's going on. And the problem is they're just not getting the news. They're not looking into this the proper way, because, you know, Shakespeare wasn't lying when he said all the world's a stage. Because
that's
it
right.
Really is. I mean, and Roosevelt wasn't lying when he said nothing happens in government that government didn't make happen.
Right. But the thing is, too, you know, our freedom of speech is still there. And besides all the world's a stage, and you may contribute a verse, Andy. And you just did.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your time, Chief. I appreciate you letting me on.
I appreciate you, sir. God bless you and all the future work that you're going to do to help benefit your surroundings. We appreciate it. We need to constantly pray for this country. And I'll tell you what, if all of this garbage is going to come down the way it's going to come down, you know, you have to then sit back and say, okay, I got to meditate on this. I got to think about this, which is more important. Do I support myself, or do I support the Power Mall, or do I support Amazon, which has now launched its own virtual healthcare clinic for common ailments? Seriously, since when does Amazon have a medical license? Yeah, sorry, folks, you got to ditch Amazon. You got to stop buying crap off Amazon. You got to send a signal to them. They need to take a financial hit. Power Mall, on the other hand, we need your purchases because that's what's keeping us on the air and keeping our short wave going, because we lose that, there goes a lot of our audience. So, you know, understand that we are in the same boat everybody else is. This is a struggle. I don't know what it is about this year that's more of a struggle. I think everybody, like Andy, you were saying, everybody is looking for the savior. And, you know, come the 15th, oh, wait a minute, that's today. El Trumpo is supposed to announce something. Maybe he's going to run for, yeah. Well, we certainly wouldn't want Ron DeSanctimonious running now, would we? But wait a minute. He's 7 points ahead of Trump in the latest poll in YouGov. People would rather, you know, my wife and I were sitting there watching Tucker Carlson last night. And guess who was on subbing for Tucker? Tulsi Gabbard. And we looked at each other and I said, dear, DeSantis, Gabbard. How's that for a ticket? She goes, I love it. Because, see, the Democrats, even if they're spitting in her face, her mind is right, you see. And DeSantis, he's the type, like her, who's not going to get pushed around. So, Ron, if you're listening, anybody that knows DeSantis, call up and say, get Tulsi on the ticket if you're going to run in 2024. I'm telling you, I love that because they're both young and they both got great ideas and they both hate us funding regime changes. We have a lot of our own issues that we have to deal with in the country. And see, the reason I know DeSantis would be better than Trump is because look how fast DeSantis fixed Florida after Hurricane Ian. Look how fast that bridge went up in the causeway. Do you see all that? That's what I'm talking about solutions, getting stuff fixed. Now, does it mean I'm going to run to Florida again? Afraid not. Florida's gun laws are not as good as Texas. That's one of the reasons why a lot of people are moving here. Because, see, Florida's gun laws are a little antiquated behind Texas. They're a little far behind. And not only that, but Florida does not have the kind of homestead exemptions where they cut your taxes in half and freeze them when you get over 65. You know, and then you get a homestead exemption and an over 65 exemption. And if you're disabled, you get an exemption there, too. So you need to research this as part of your affirmation to succeed this year, because you only have a month and a half now to make a decision, because tax time will be coming around the corner again. And if you are in a position where you want to make a New Year's resolution, how about moving that up to like November 15th instead of waiting until the New Year's? If you're that deep in debt, and you're sitting there scratching your head going, oh, my God, what have I done? Stop it. Stop the pity party and start thinking, okay, let's talk solutions. How can I get out of the mess I'm in right now and get myself right? I do that, first off, by praying for answers. Praying to send someone in my path that can make a difference. Then go out and use the Greek word pistis. It's in the Bible. It's faith-based believing. The Greek word pistis is action. Action. You don't, remember the old saying, knock and it shall be opened unto you? Well, hey, baby, if you don't knock, guess what's not opening? So the whole idea is to knock on the door. Knock on as many doors as you need to ask for help. If you need to get a home equity line of credit, fine. If you can't get one, sell the house and scale down. Buy less, pay off your bills, get right with God, don't have any debt at all, clean house, scale down, get rid of the stuff you don't need, pay off your debts, owe no man anything except to love him. That's the big thing. We do, as a matter of fact, we're very close to posting on the Clouded Titles website the entry form for the California workshop that's happening January 28th of next year. And come to find out, there's a gentleman out there that I happen to have his name and number. And for those of you contemplating bankruptcy, you want to send me an email to support@thepowerhour.com with your contact information. And I will put you in touch with this Juris Doctorate who has been an instructor even in law schools and colleges for the last 40 years. And he's helping people with this. Do you have to have an attorney to file bankruptcy? Nope. Would an attorney more than likely sell you down the river, up the river, whatever the case, where you have an unsanitary tributary without a means of locomotion? And you know what that means, translated. We don't want you to be that way, but certain states have better homestead laws like Texas and Florida. They got the best homestead laws where you get to keep more in bankruptcy. Maybe you should think about relocating to one of those two states before you file. That means sell the house, scale down, move down there, live for a year, deal with the situation, then file bankruptcy. Put your property in trust. Asset protection, especially if you're mortgage-free, for God's sakes. Put it in your kid's name so you don't have to transfer it. Make sure your kid is out of debt. You don't want them coming after property that you own, that you're living in, and your kid went out and did something stupid. There's all sorts of ways to get around this. There's ways. Did you know there's ways of making your property judgment-proof? I actually heard from a CPA who was in one of my investor classes, and I've got all of his books. This is one thing I did invest in, and I'm like, oh, God, what have I done? But you know what? The guy made sense. What he did, and I'm telling you stories because you like stories, and I'm going to give you solutions here. He went out, and he set up a Wyoming LLC. And the purpose of the LLC was to loan money. Private lender. And so what he did was he drafted up a loan document. He put his property in an LLC subject to the note from his Wyoming LLC for the value of his property. So let's say his house is worth $250,000. He took out a $250,000 loan from his LLC in Wyoming, which is hidden. The LLC in Wyoming recorded a lien against his property for $250,000, thereby rendering him judgment proof. Did you get what I just said? Nobody can steal the house because, see, when they go after debtors, they look for people with deep pockets. And if there's no money, you can't squeeze blood out of a stone, right? So the CPA decided what I'm going to do is create paper. And I'm going to file it in the local land records claiming that I have a lien against the property. Hey, who knows? Who knows you took out a loan? Nobody knows that. Who's going to dispute it? They're going to go online. The attorney for the creditor is going to go online. They're going to look in the land records and they're going to see there's a mortgage out that you took out with this LLC in Wyoming and they loaned you the money. Well, the property's only worth $250, so you're not going to get anything out of this guy. And they leave you alone. Because you can't squeeze blood out of a stone. Understand the concept of what I just said. That is a solution. Making yourself judgment proof. Do you know that people want to go out and put their loan in trust or their mortgage and or their property in trust? But the thing is, they've already got a loan on the property for max, right? You're already judgment proof. No need to do that. No need to put your property in trust if you've got a loan against every single nickel in the place. You're already judgment proof. Nobody can take your house. But if there's any equity in it at all, and you want to scale down, that's the way to do it. You need to get yourself in a situation where you can grow food year-round, which is one of the reasons I moved here. You can move here, you can move Florida, but you got to get acreage. You got to get some sort of at least a half an acre or better where you can set up a greenhouse and start growing food. You've got to start thinking outside the box and stop letting these lenders push your buttons and make you think, oh, my God, I'm in debt servitude. Yes, Proverbs 22:7, the rich ruleth over the poor, the borrower is a servant to the lender. That's what it says. So the thing is, don't worry about the consequence. Take action. Understand what it takes to restructure. look into restructuring. Look into either selling or getting a home equity line of credit. If you can't get the HELOC, then sell and restructure. Buy down. Buy less of a property. Pay off your debt. Be mortgage free. Put the property in trust. Owe no man anything. Start to get yourself energy independent yourself, right? Get your own solar. Get your own propane. Do everything that we've been talking about on the show. And get free. And, of course, you have to be able to defend your property, and you know where I'm going with that argument. If you don't have a way to defend your property, you might as well just open the gates and let everybody, every time Dick and Harry come in and rob you blind, put a sign up in your yard saying, I'm an unarmed Democrat. How about a home invasion? Sounds like a great day for one. Trust me, they'll find you. You know, all those up you preppers out there? Yeah, I understand the total concept that Wanda said the other day about keeping it quiet. Wanda, you got the right idea. But understand that those of you out there that, you know, have been emailing the show with these arguments and these scenarios, God bless you. Because, see, it affects everybody. And I'm making it specific to some of the emails I've gotten in the last couple of days. And the thing is, you have a choice, and you can make use of your equity the best way to do it. Sell the house and scale down, or get a HELOC and make one payment, pay off all your credit cards, don't owe anybody anything so nobody can lien you. Find ways to consolidate your debt and scale down. I guess somebody just bought a copy of the Credit Restoration Primer on eBay to give as a gift. That's a wonderful novel idea. Appreciate that. I'm not selling it. Somebody else did. They made use of the book, and now they're selling it to someone else. You see, people have a need for that book, and this is one of the reasons why we offered it when we did. But understand, you know, draining your 401k to pay an interest-only mortgage, don't do it. You know, the most important thing is your home. Food, water, shelter. Food, water, shelter. Remember that? Transportation is a distant fourth. If you have a car that's paid off, you're good. Make sure you can maintain it. You don't want to break them down. We can get to that conversation and more of it tomorrow, but we're out of time for today. Dave Krieger with you. We appreciate you for listening and supporting us through the Power Mall. In the meantime, God bless you. Stay safe. And God bless what's left of the United States of America.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp and the P73, the oil of oregano. and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.